Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I work out twice before everyone wakes up. So my call time is at 7. Then you back your clock up 4 hours, and then that's when I get up.
But I do it for a different reason. I do it to train my brain to say, when I say now, it means now. When I say go, we go. I don't stand there because it's cold and go maybe in a minute when I'm ready.
I'm waking up these days around 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m.
I get up around somewhere between 6 and 8.
Every morning I wake up at 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
So it started off 4 o'clock in the morning where I'd start with my cardio, then I'd have breakfast, and then I would go to the gym, and then I'd go to work.
Every day, off jump. Out of bed, it starts. First of all, every morning I get up and people think I love to run. I don't. Running has changed my life because every morning I know I'm gonna do it. Not wanting to be just, you know, uncomfortable, I put myself in the dungeon.
Boom, that wakes you up, okay? You need that cortisol to get you springing out of bed. You're in the gym, you're struggling, you're out of breath, you're pushing hard, you're putting yourself into that stressful fight or flight mode.
Other days, you got to work a little bit more for it. And for me, what I've learned is those hard days, the days that are the most challenging, are always the most rewarding.
Get up at the same time every day. And I would recommend in the morning, because that's when people generally get up. And it's good to do what everyone else does, unless you have a good reason not to.
When I wake up, I make a beeline for sunlight. The single best thing you can do for your sleep, your energy, your mood, your wakefulness, your metabolism is to get natural light in your eyes early in the day.
I would say this is the fundamental step of any good morning. And if you don't do this enough, you are messing yourself up in a number of ways.
This is your time, but you have to get your head straight and you got to get your energy strong. And that's not easy. But if you don't have 10 minutes for your life, you don't have much of a life.
All right. What does my average daily schedule consist of? Well, that's fairly straightforward. I get up around somewhere between 6 and 8, and then I work till 10, as hard as I can, flat out, every single day. So, and I've been doing that for, with very little variation, although it's been much more extreme in the last year for, like, since 1985. Like, I work probably, well, I work, I would say, 14 hours a day. At least 14 hours a day. And so that's about 100 hours a week. And the time that I don't do that, I spend with friends and but mostly with my family. And so, and I work as efficiently as I possibly can. I'm always trying to do everything I can as fast as I possibly can. And I'm accustomed to that because, like I said, I've been doing it for 30 years. If you are an anxious person and that's manifesting itself in, say, neurotic overanalysis, there's two things you can do very rapidly, three things really, that will help quell that. Four things even. Number one, get up at the same time every day. And I would recommend in the morning because that's when people generally get up and it's good to do what everyone else does unless you have a good reason not to. Number two, eat a large breakfast, right? Keep it carbohydrate light. You know, don't eat toast and and Fruit Loops. That's not going to do the trick. Make it fat and protein heavy and eat more than you want. You might say, I'm not hungry in the morning. It's like, this has nothing to do with what you want or what your appetite is. It's like, you need to eat in the morning. If you're an anxious person and you don't eat in the morning and then you stress yourself out, your body hyperproduces insulin. It takes all the blood sugar out of your blood and that dysregulates your metabolism for the entire day. You can't reset it till you go to sleep at night. And I've had lots of anxious clients who would say fall into the overanalytic category who were like virtually cured by eating a large breakfast every morning. I would highly recommend that. You could try some physical exercise. Weightlifting is really good for curing anxiety. Another thing you could do, as I alluded to earlier today, is to make a schedule and start attending to your daily micro routines.
Well, I have certain fundamentals that haven't changed. You know, I think I've shared with you before, the first thing I do every single morning is I go in freezing cold water. And I've shared this with many people. It's not because I'm a masochist, but because it moves the lymph of your body, as you well know. And when you jump in, it never feels good to go in, but getting out, you feel incredible. But I do it for a different reason. I do it to train my brain to say, when I say now, it means now. When I say go, we go. I don't stand there because it's cold and go maybe in a minute when I'm ready. And I think I've shared with you before, I don't think I've ever had a morning I look forward to jumping in that water ever. But I always do it because I've trained my brain. This is how we work. And if you train your brain to do that every single day, then it'll do it on the more difficult and important things in life. But I also then I do my priming, I think you're familiar with, which is I do 10 minutes and I pick 10 minutes because if I said do 20 minutes or 30, oh, I don't have time. But if you don't have 10 minutes for your life, you don't have much of a life. So I work on both business side of the life and personal, one of each. And in order for either one of those to work, you need to be in a strong emotional state. And if you start with your body, like you know, I start every morning in my cold water, start every morning with my workout. I start every morning on feeding my mind, right? So there's certain things you gotta do physically so you're strong enough to remember the truth. Because remember, fear is physical. You feel your throat or your gut. So it's courage. Courage doesn't mean you're not afraid. It just means you're strong enough, you push through in spite of the fear, right? And courage feels different in the body. So when you go lift or you go for a sprint or a strong run or you jump in that freezing water, when you push your mind to go beyond what's comfortable, you feel a strength inside you and that strength will help you to change your body, your emotions, your relationships, whatever.
I'm waking up these days around 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m. When I wake up, I make a beeline for sunlight. The single best thing you can do for your sleep, your energy, your mood, your wakefulness, your metabolism is to get natural light in your eyes early in the day.
And if you live in an area where it's very cloudy outside, just know that the sunlight, the photons coming through that cloud cover are brighter than your brightest indoor lights. I would say this is the fundamental step of any good morning. And if you don't do this enough, you are messing yourself up in a number of ways.
This sets in motion a huge number of different neurobiological and hormonal cascades that are good for you, reduces stress late at night, offsets cortisol, a million different things, really. I hydrate, I drink water, and then I have this obsession with trying to do one cognitively hard thing a day, one. And one physically hard thing a day. In that 90 minutes, I'll typically try and read a research article start to finish, or I'll work on a document that I might be doing a grant or research paper.
You know, so I don't think there's a default template for success, but I think there's things that you can do to put yourself in the best position to succeed. You know, I talk about the one thing in business you can control is effort, mm-hmm. Going out there and sales, curing all, you know. So I think, you know, and I agree with your point that there are things that if you do them, you put yourself in the best position to succeed. You know, they're out there trying to take you down and they're not just gonna sit still. And if you're good, really, really good, you're gonna inspire them to work even harder, faster, better. And so you have to be, you know, very self-aware of what you're good at and what other people are good at. And that's the brains part and that's the effort part as well. Because look, if you're competing with me, you better know what you're doing, otherwise I'm gonna kick your ass, you know, and you're not gonna outwork me. And so, you know, the combination is usually what kills businesses early on more than anything. If you outwork everybody, if you try to be a little smarter than everybody, if you try to be a better salesperson than everybody, if you try to be better prepared than everybody, you've got your best chance. Because if you don't do it and somebody else does, you know, I have the saying, work like someone's trying to take it all away from you. You know, work like someone's spending 24 hours, working 24 hours to take it all away from you. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the way I look at it.
Now, when I think about a morning routine and what order I'm going to do things in, Then it has to do with what's going on in my life at that point. What's the most important thing to me in that moment? So when I'm really focused on getting my physique in order, I'm focused on the gym as being the thing that I want to make sure that no matter what else happens during the day, I get that done, then I do that first. And that really is what slot number one is for in any morning routine, is what is the most important thing that you know, no matter what else falls by the wayside during this day, if it gets crazy, things will crop up, that I know that I'm going to get that thing. One of the beliefs you have to get in line is that it's worth getting out of bed, that you want to do this new thing, that you want to stop doing thing A and start doing thing B. You're in the gym, you're struggling, you're out of breath, you're pushing hard, you're putting yourself into that stressful fight or flight mode. Boom, that wakes you up, okay? You need that cortisol to get you springing out of bed. Let me tell you, one set, I'm breathing heavy, my blood is pumping, and boom, all of a sudden I'm wide awake.
This is your time, but you have to get your head straight and you got to get your energy strong. And that's not easy when most people are shoved in their houses and isolated and heard nothing but fear. So you got to take back control.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.